This is a question from someone called Keith about Christianity. What are some irrefutable points that cannot be denied when having a debate with Christians? Are there any books written by our previous acharyas that can help with debate techniques or can indirectly be used to annihilate any ideas of Krishna consciousness being invalid? Our general experience with Christians is that it's very difficult to discuss with them because they're convinced that they are right and that anything anyone may say to try to disprove their points is actuated by Satan. So one can discuss with people if they're somewhat open-minded and reasonable. But if they're not, then whatever you say, people, they're not listening. And they don't, from the very beginning, they don't have a logical way of thinking. So it's really better to avoid getting entangled in discussion with such people. Mm. Otherwise, there are so many points that we can state that, for instance, that religion is based on the principles of cleanliness, mercy, tolerance, and truthfulness, which are destroyed by animal slaughter, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex. So any religious process that allows or encourages any of these sinful activities can be understood to be not on a very developed level. Or we can say that Jesus spoke of God, but Krishna consciousness gives developed knowledge of who is God, who he is, what he looks like, what he does, the nature of our relationship with him. If anyone is actually sincere to know God, then they should accept Krishna consciousness as being a more developed in understanding of God than other religious systems prominent in the world. If Krishna consciousness is presented in a reasonable way to reasonable people, then to reasonable people who are serious to understand God, then surely they will accept it. So the problem often in dealing with fanatical adherents of various religious systems is that they're just convinced with blind dogmatism that they are right and everything else is wrong. Debate means on the platform of intelligence with give and take. And that is not possible with religious fanatics. Regarding debate techniques or how to win an argument in Krishna consciousness, please study Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully. Practice Krishna consciousness very seriously. Associate with mature preachers of Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will give one all intelligence how to overcome all challenges to the validity of Krishna consciousness. There are many books written by Vaishnava acharyas which deal with various points of Krishna consciousness philosophy and challenges to them. All those points are dealt with in Srila Prabhupada's books. So for general preaching, the books of Srila Prabhupada are completely sufficient.